Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Save My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Angel Tussey is out on the high seas. She is speaking to the Women Making Waves conference on a cruise liner, and we are trying very, very hard not to to be jealous as she is enjoying the sun and the surf while we here in Denver are under the shroud of fall. Here it is, folks. We're dealing with fall, and it's going to be all right. But welcome to the program. Very nice to have you along with us today. It is our job to show you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. We're going to do that a number of different ways. Wanted to address a couple of things that I'd said in the end of the last hour and a couple of questions that had popped up because of that. And what I had mentioned was that through these ride-sharing apps, either Uber or Lyft, or there are others, I'm sure, that are out there, that it is possible to make $60,000 in a year. Now, let me give you some fundamental basis for that. I put in about 40 hours additional to what I normally do. Again, I started this whole program because I wanted to get debt-free in 3 months. And so I decided to jump in and, you know, get my debt knocked out in 3 months. And you can do the math on that. It's about $13,000 that I wanted to knock out in 3 months. And that requires me to get about $1,000 a week. That is my goal. That is my experience. And that's kind of where I'm at with this program. Now, I extrapolate that out, and if I put in about 40 hours and I can average somewhere in the neighborhood close to $1,000, not necessarily. I mean, there's some weeks you're going to get a little less. Some weeks you might get a little more. I've done both. But if I'm doing that, if I decided I wanted to work 60 hours a week instead of 40 hours a week, you can do the math on that. It's 10 hours a day for 6 days. It's five and a half or however many hours a day that, and not five and a half, 8.5 hours a day for 7 days, however you want to do the math on it. But if you decide you want to do that kind of a hustle, you can make $60,000. So what if my numbers are a little bit off? What if you decide, all I want to do is make $48,000? That's fine. You do the math on it. It's not complicated. And that's the thing that I love about these ride-sharing programs is that it's not complicated. But here's the tremendous upside that I see when talking about doing a little side hustle, or maybe this is your whole deal. I mean, if you're going to put 60 hours a week, maybe you can just call that your whole deal. But if that's the case, there's a bunch of things going for it. First of all, and I mentioned this in the segment, I want to make it clear, I don't drive my own vehicle. I would never drive my own vehicle and do a ride share program. And I'll tell you why. Because you're putting a lot of miles on that vehicle. And, you know, the wear and tear and the tires and all of it is that goes to an expense that the company will cover. Yes, you have to pay for the rental if you decide to go the rental route, or if you go with Uber, there's the lease route. But I decided to go the rental route because I can turn it on and off at any time that I want to. And therein lies the brilliance of these rideshare applications and programs, that I can turn it on anytime I want, anytime I don't want. And that makes it such that it is easy to fit within my schedule. As the owner of a company, Experience Pros, as the one of the hosts of the Experience Pros radio show, I have obligations that have to be met. So I do those things, but I work around those things in these rideshare programs. And I wanted to make that very clear, that there is a tremendous amount of money. I think that in my experience with the Lyft program and organization has been phenomenal. I've loved the way that they support their drivers. I love the way that they give opportunities to gain more in less hours if you want to. There's no reason not to be successful with one of these programs. And as I look down the line of what's next for me, I've been living in an apartment for 7 years, going on 8 years. I think maybe joining the ranks of home ownership again might be something that I want to do in the future. This makes it possible in a number of different ways. It's something that I just thought, as I talk to the people that I drive, there's a lot of people who have lots of big, ambitious goals and think that they can't get there from here. And I say it's never been easier. You can get there if that's something that you want to do. If you want more information about that, if you want my code for getting a bonus of up to, like, I think today, I think the bonus is $550. I've seen it go as high as $800. I can supply you with my code if that's interesting to you. This is not a sales pitch for me. It is simply an observation of how I believe you can do whatever you want to do. This also in, and I was fascinated by the title, brace yourself, there's an $80 ceramic mug, a smart mug, now being sold at Starbucks. Starbucks in the news again. I'm on the record as in the last hour saying Starbucks needs to do what Starbucks does best, as they move into the space of selling Italian bakeries and bread, becoming a bakery, and moving into a partnership with this Italian bakery. I say stop the insanity and get back to coffee. But here's an $80 ceramic smart mug that is being sold at Starbucks. Clay Alexander has a beautiful vision of the future, says Kevin Ryan of Inc.com. It's one in which your chicken never gets cold and your beer never gets warm. His Los Angeles-based startup, Ember, is trying to disrupt the dishware industry. That's right, the company wants to radically change the way you eat and drink. Alexander, an engineer and inventor who in 2009 sold his energy-saving light bulb to General Electric, started Ember in 2012. Its newest product is an $80 ceramic mug that keeps your coffee or tea at the exact temperature that you like it. Just pair it with your phone via Bluetooth, select your preferred number of degrees, and enjoy all the hot caffeinated goodness. The mug will be sold at more than $4,600 Starbucks, starting on Thursday. Now, here's my take on this. I love Starbucks. I love coffee. And I'll be fair, I love my coffee at a set temperature, and once it drops below that temperature, I dump it. I don't love lukewarm coffee. So my issue is not with Ember starting a company that starts an $80 ceramic mug. In fact, it would be a great Christmas gift for me, I'm just saying. But my issue is with Starbucks, and that they're selling tchotchkes again. They're selling bread. They're selling alcohol, and they are forgetting the very element that brought them to relevance, and that was coffee. My suggestion is, let's do coffee. Let's go back. These are the words of Howard Schultz. Let's do coffee better than anybody else. Let's be a people company serving coffee. Let's be the people who lead by example with our coffee. And when we get away from that, history has proven over and over again in Starbucks land, that when we deviate from coffee, we see phenomenal drops in market share. We see phenomenal drops in stock. I'm just saying, I think it needs to stick with it. Now, this mug that Ember's creating is a scaled-back version of its first product, which is a $150 coffee mug that keeps coffee at a constant temperature. That's a hefty price, but it's sold tens of thousands of them since the product's release last year. Ember decided to do things slightly different this time. Its new mug is far less futuristic-looking than the last one, which used to greet you with hello and displays your drink's temperature on the side when you tap it. We wanted to launch with our premium product. It's more sexy, he says. The idea of getting people to drop $80 to $150 to solve a minor, very first world problem might sound a little nuts, but apparently Ember's onto something. Alexander said the first mug sold out within a week of last year's Starbucks launch. He declined to give specific financial results, but you can guess that the results were significant enough that Starbucks decided, let's put it in 4,600 of our stores. Get ready for the Ember mug, the new smart mug, ceramic, $80. It looks just like a regular old mug with a little light at the bottom. We'll be back with more positive business talk right after these messages. You are listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For the archives of this broadcast and every broadcast that we do, go check out experiencepros.com. That's experiencepros.com. And click on the radio tab, and we'll chat with you right after these messages.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We want to interact with you. That's why we give you this phone number, 303-632-4160. That's 303-632-4160. Feel free to pick up your phone and call into the program. Talk directly to me. Let me know what you're thinking about the topics that we raise here on the program. A couple of things that I wanted to share with you, and the first one was I came across Marcel Schwantes, who is the principal and founder of Leadership from the Core, wrote an article on unmistakable signs that it's time to leave your company. Four unmistakable signs that it's time to leave your company. Toxic workplaces cost U.S. employers $23.8 billion annually in the form of absenteeism, healthcare, lost productivity, and more. So a 2009 survey conducted by Mitchell Cusi and Elizabeth Holloway, authors of Toxic Workplace, Managing Toxic Personalities and Their Systems of Power, found that 64% of the people were currently working with someone they considered toxic, and 94% said they had worked with someone toxic during the course of their career. Now, that was 2009. How about today? One study estimates that the toxic workplaces cost to U.S. employers $23.8 billion, with a B, billion dollars annually. Now, if you're in a toxic workplace, this would be a good place for Jeff Fox, not worthy, but I am absolutely certain that my voice will not hold out for that. So let's just call it what it is right here. If you're in a toxic workplace, there are four indicators that say now might be a great time to change careers, jobs, locations, something. You ready? Here they are. Number one, gossip. Gossip. Gossip in the workplace is common, and chances that you've engaged in it one time or another are high. But relentless workplace gossip has damaging effects for both individuals involved and the organization as a whole. Here are a few examples of the cost of workplace gossip. You're going to lose productivity. There's going to be wasted time. There's going to be divisiveness that grows among your employees forced to take sides one way or the other. As a result, the morale and the trust are eroded. Rumors lead to an increase of anxiety, and people don't have a clear indication of what's true. Here's the ultimate cost of gossip in your workplace. Loyal employees and top performers may leave when gossip destroys the culture. So you might inadvertently lose your most valued employees if you allow a culture that allows gossip. You watch for groups that are of disgruntled employees actively hanging out in their unhappiness. It's easy to spot them. They congregate in hush-hush circles around cubicles after meetings, put a negative spin on whatever just transpired. And when you walk by, they stop talking. keep a close eye for their whereabouts because they may go out of their way to befriend new hires and vilify someone or something that spreads their cancer. Here's the second thing that is an absolute indicator that it's time to move on. You ready? Bullying. Bullying in the workplace is huge, costly for business. Baird Brightman, a behavioral scientist, consultant, writer, he says aggressiveness, both verbal and physical, undermines safety and requires people to divert resources from productive work to defensive operations such as fight and flight. Babs Ryan, the author of America's Corporate Brain Drain, says only 1% of bullies are fired. Action is usually taken against the bully's target. You ever see that to be true? How about on the NFL field? It's always the second guy who gets busted for the flag. First guy swings, hits the guy, guy responds. It's the responsive guy who usually gets the flag. Bullying is a big issue. In the age of knowledgeable workers, Greg Bear, author in Real Love and Workplace, has a different spin, saying that bullying is often directed at those with less knowledge. The more we know, the more we can win arguments, put people in their place, and feel powerful. Shame on you, Greg Bear. That's bullying. You're not supposed to be powerful, put people in their place, and feel like you're winning more arguments. Shame on you. Number three, how do you know if it's time to move on? If you're being micromanaged. In his book, The Eye of the Storm, How Mindful Leaders Can Transform Chaotic Workplaces, executive coach Ray Williams boils down toxic workplaces to the dysfunctional managers responsible for creating them. Management is ultimately responsible to create a healthy environment under which people can be employed. Micromanagement, that is to say, I'm not only going to tell you what to do, but I'm going to show you how to do it, and I'm going to do it for you if you don't get out of the way. That is a toxic environment. Too many levels of approval and management to get things done efficiently bogs down the whole system. Give somebody a task and watch them. They will step up. Usually they will step up. If they don't step up, maybe it's not a good fit. That's okay. Let it identify itself. Finally, narcissism. The Mayo Clinic defines narcissistic personality disorder as a mental disorder in which people have an inflated sense of their own importance and a deep need for admiration. Those with narcissistic personality disorder believe that they're superior to others and have little regard for other people's feelings. Pathologically narcissistic coworkers could potentially damage your career. Here are some classic features of a narcissistic coworker. They're in conversation. They're conversation hoarders. They interrupt. They dominate meetings, presentations, phone conferences, email discussions. They're spotlight hogs, constantly wanting to appear important with a blown up and exaggerated sense of themselves. They're disruptive and put others down. They like to make themselves as powerful and influential as possible, and they have a lack of concern for others' interests and excessive focus on themselves. What do you do when you're dealing with a toxic workplace? Well, good leadership team must protect the company values and culture by acting swiftly to curb the problem right away. Gossip gets out of hand quickly if it's not extinguished immediately. Every leader's responsibility to ensure emotional and physical safety among their loyal workers. So speak to HR professionals. Talk to them about what's going on. Here's a great example of a great company. Blind, the anonymous employee chat app for employees, polled thousands of people at work at tech companies and asked them what kind of sensitive questions you normally can't ask. Do you think that you're paid fairly? Are you interested in leaving your job? Not surprisingly, those two were closely related. What they found out? Get this. Employees least happy with their pay? Walmart Labs. Senior software engineer earns about $131,000, according to Glassdoor. 40% more or more of the employees polled at Spotify, PayPal, Twitter said they weren't happy with their pay. Guess who keeps their employees happiest? On pay? Netflix. Netflix. Who knew? My $9 is making a difference. And there it is. A senior software engineer there makes over $210 a year, according to Glassdoor, and they feel like that's a good deal. I should say so. They stream movies for $210,000 a year. Maybe I'll go drive my Lyft for Netflix employees. We'll be back right after these messages. You are listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this?
Mm.
How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. Angel is out on the high seas speaking to a bunch of women entrepreneurs in the Women Making Waves Conference. That means you've got me, and I have a fantastic guest for you next. Our next guest is a senior editor of Laurel Elite Books and a seasoned writing coach. She's the 2015 Teacher of the Year nominee for her use of neuroscientific principles. She applies some of these same principles to her work with writers to create confidence and success. That's right. We're talking about Annalisa Parent. She writes for many local, national, and international publications, has written and produced sketches for a Telly Award-winning television show, and she is a firm believer in the Oxford comma, but she'll defer to all the AP-style guidelines when necessary. Annalisa Parent, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you so much, Aaron. It's a pleasure to be here.
It is very nice to have you on board, Annalisa. And interestingly enough, I had to go back and look up the Oxford comma because I think I knew what it was, and sure enough, I did. It's a comma that's used after the penultimate item in a list of three or more items. In other words, A, comma, B, comma, and C, comma. And most people tell you get rid of that last one right before the and. But love that little intro. Very nice to have you on the program. And Annalisa, you are the author of Storytelling for Pantsers, How to Outline and Revise Your Novel Without an Outline. Tell us, what made you decide to write a book on teaching us how to write a novel?
Well, firstly, I work with fiction writers who are aspiring novelists. And so it started with a lot of work with those aspiring novelists and a lot of frustration because there are so many programs and teachers out there in the world who tell these pantsers, these people who don't outline, you know, just outline, what's the problem? And, you know, there are 20 million people out there, Aaron, with the idea that they want to write a novel on their bucket list. And only 1 million people get published every year, including self-publishing and traditional publishing. So you can see there's a discrepancy there. And it's my suspicion, although I haven't actually done the research, but based on my empirical evidence as a writing coach, I think that a lot of those people who are would-be novelists are pantsers. So they end up with sort of chapter one and chapter eight, and it feels all over the place, and they say, that's not really a novel, and they give up. So I wanted to create a resource that helps that kind of writer to really see that there's a way out of what I call the murky, murky mess to create structure from something that seems unstructured and to actually create a novel out of that hodgepodge.
You know, it's interesting. Angel and I, between the two of us, we have seven books that have been published, and four of them have made the Amazon bestseller list. And it never occurred to Angel, and I it has fleetingly occurred to me that I would like to write a novel. But I don't know the first place to start. All my books are based in nonfiction. I can tell you this is how you do what you do, this is what you do, and how you do it. Novels seem to be a beast of a different color. Is it true?
Yes and no. I mean, you're speaking to the right person here, Aaron, because the two audiences that I help are novelists who want to traditionally publish and entrepreneurs who are writing their expert books. And so, you know, I'm equally versed in both types of books, and I can tell you that the key to good writing is clarity. And it doesn't matter if we're writing a novel, it doesn't matter if we're writing an entrepreneur expert book, it doesn't matter if we're writing a shopping list for our spouse, we need to be clear on what it is that we're trying to communicate. And so that's just central to all good writing. Now, of course, the structure of a novel will be intrinsically different from the structure of an expert book, you know, and some people, me, for example, when I write fiction, I am 100% a pantser, but when I sit down and I write my expert books, when I'm writing nonfiction, I'm an outliner. So it's really about finding who you are as a writer and going with that. And really that's the premise of all of the work that I do with writers, is finding your best writer and letting it rip.
You know, this knowledge, I had never heard the word pantser before, but flying by the seat of your pants, I get it. You know, that kind of maybe lack of structure, lack of organizational rigidity. You help entrepreneurs clarify their messages. And so how do you take what is, in essence, a pantser and give them order? And when you do, are they no longer a pantser?
No, you're still a pantser. You know, ultimately, the writing process comes in two parts. There's a creative part, and there's an organizational part. And some pantsers take a long time creating and then a long time organizing. People who tend to be a little shorter on those intervals like to call themselves outliners, but they're actually still pantsers. A true outliner is someone who sets out at the beginning, writes an outline, and then the book looks exactly the way that the outline happened. So, you know, I think everyone must have a creative phase, and everyone must at some point organize their thoughts and their writing. However, it comes at different intervals for every individual writer.
Okay, so at what point, Annalisa, do we then decide, you know what, I'm just going to get a ghostwriter, and or I'll talk into the dictaphone. Do we still have those? I'll talk into my smartphone and record what I'm wanting to say, and just send that off for somebody else to make sense of it.
I mean, that's an individual choice for everyone. Certainly time would be a factor there. It takes time to write a book, and it takes even more time to write a book that is clear and will therefore meet our audience where they are and will sell. You know, taking on a ghostwriter, of course, is trusting someone to interpret your message. So there's a time investment there as well. I would say, you know, a lot of the entrepreneurs especially that I work with, but even some of the fiction writers that I work with, will speak their books into their phone and clean it up later, especially for people who are strong verbal processors. That's a really great way to work through the creative phase.
I love it. Our guest is Annalisa Parent. She is the senior editor of Laurel Elite Books and a seasoned writing coach. Annalisa, do you want us to send our listeners to your website maybe to pick up a copy of this book?
Yeah, absolutely. They can pick it up at storytellingforpantsers.com. It's also, of course, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and bookstores everywhere.
There you go. Storytelling for Pantsers. That's spelled P-A-N-T-S-E-R-S. Storytellingforpantsers.com. Intended to help you get some grounding in what you do, find a system that's going to work, and move within the chaos of pantsing. And I find your sense of humor is evident in everything that you do. I'm loving this, Annalisa. You've got some quirks about you that I read about. Share with us one or two of your quirkier sides, if you don't mind.
Oh gosh, where to start?
Let's start with green beans.
Oh, my gosh. I love green beans more than chocolate. It's absolutely true. I could eat green beans for the rest of my life.
What happened to you?
No, I came out all wrong.
No, I think you're doing a great job. The book, again, is, goodness, where'd it go? Storytelling for Pantsers, How to Outline and Revise Your Novel Without an Outline. The website is the same, storytellingforpantsers.com. Go get a copy, because I believe that everybody has a book in them. And Lisa, do you believe also that people are out there, they've just got something to write, they just don't know how to get past chapter one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone's got at least one book in them.
All right. Well, there we go. Annalisa, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. Good stuff. Solid program. I believe in what you're doing, and I think more people should get on the bus and start writing their books.
Thank you. I do, too. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Absolutely. That's Annalisa Parent, and again, the website, Storytelling for Pantsers, PANTSERS. .com, How to Outline and Revise Your Novel Without an Outline. And, you know, if you just think, gosh, I wish I could, reach out to Annalisa at that website and see if maybe she can't give you a kick in the pants in the right direction. We'll be back with more positive business talk, put a bow on this thing, wrap it up for you. Right after these messages, please remember to do business with the people who do business with the pros. That's how we get to stay on the air. That's how you get the best deals and best service. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tassie, Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right. Angel's out today. You've got me. If you'd like to join the conversation, still time, 303-632-4160. Yesterday, we spent a great deal of time talking about presentation and how to make a positive presentation, how to overcome the fear of speaking in public and things like that. Now let's go down one layer a little deeper and talk about some tips to boost your confidence. Confidence, according to Jamie Friedlander of Success.com, is like most skills, it can be developed and strengthened over time. Here in this market, during the commercial break, we heard a commercial about hair restoration, and in that commercial came across the conversation, boost your confidence by restoring your hair. Now, that is not on the list of Jamie Friedlander's tips for how to boost your confidence. However, it got me thinking that there are probably some things that we can do in order to feel better about ourselves. And when we feel better about ourselves, we present significantly different. This is known throughout sociological studies throughout history. And so here are some interesting topics, according to Jamie Friedlander, of how confidence can be boosted. And he says, although the confidence gap primarily applies to women, those who feel marginalized in any way experience it as well. First and foremost, I disagree with the fundamental premise here, folks. I don't think that confidence or the lack of confidence is gender specific. I think that confidence is moreover progress or presentation specific. So let's talk about what we can do in order to boost our confidence, not from a gender position, but from a behavior position. First and foremost, avoid perfectionism. It's a trap, folks. It's a trap. Because, and I know, because I consider myself a very frustrated perfectionist. And then you think, well, wait a minute, you just said it's a trap. It is a trap. That's why I'm frustrated, because I am not perfect, and I know it. I'm flawed beyond imagination, and because of that, every time I try to be perfect and I fall short of that, I come down on myself harder than anyone else could. And the reality is, you know something? I just got to get used to the fact that I'm flawed, that I'm not going to be perfect. Listener KZ, thank you so much for being here. I'm glad to see you, my friend. Here's the next thing. When trying to boost your confidence, ignore the negative soundtrack that is in your mind. Again, that which we allow in. What's the old phrase? Garbage in, garbage out, right? Gigo. Garbage in, garbage out. But you can also change that to good stuff in, good stuff out. If you avoid the negative soundtrack, you will be taking major leaps ahead. It says that the stages of exploring this idea, you almost need to suspend disbelief a little bit to believe for a moment that you are good enough, you are strong enough, you are wonderful. When I was very young, I came up with a little phrase that says, I'm going to tell you that you're wonderful until you prove it otherwise. And this was, I had that conversation with a young lady that I was courting at the time. But the same thing applies to ourselves. If we believe that we are good enough, strong enough, more than enough, then we stifle the soundtrack that says, you're never going to amount to that. You're not going to be able to do that. I say for years, can't is a four-letter word followed by won't. And I can't and won't do can't or won't. You shouldn't have to put up with that kind of soundtrack in your mind. So ignore that. You want to boost confidence? Smile. Now, I'm not kidding, folks. Smile. If you want to boost confidence, there is nothing sexier, nothing stronger, nothing more attractive than a confident smile, eyes straight to eyes, a handshake out, say, hi, my name is Eric. What's yours? Well, they may be wearing a name tag, and they're kind of looking down at their name tag going, duh, I'm wearing a name tag. You could read it. I chose not to. I chose to look you in the eye and ask a conversation starter. What's your name? Tell me about you. And I'm smiling while I'm doing it. When I smile, I appear much more confident. While we're talking about confidence and smiles and handshakes, let's talk about your handshake. No limp fish, folks. No limp fish. If you're predisposed to a squishy handshake, can I just tell you, I'd rather do a fist bump than a squishy handshake. I'd rather just about anything than a squishy, dead fish kind of handshake. There's one gentleman that I knew that had a hand injury, but he never told anybody that he had a hand injury. And so when I would shake his hand, it would all be all squishy and mushy, and I didn't. It was gross. But he never said, "I've got an injury. I'd rather just do a little fist bump or a little elbow bumper or something like that." Don't be ashamed of who you are. You're good enough. You're okay. But in order to be confident, let's smile. Let's put forth, even if you don't believe it, your smile will convey that confidence. People will buy it. And before you know it, you're making a connection that you may or may not have made. And let's put it this way. We'll end on this smile thing. I want you to try a social experiment, folks. When we get done with this broadcast here in just about 30 seconds, I want you to find the next person sitting next to you, wherever they are, and I want you to look them straight in the eye and smile. Dimes to dollars, folks, you're going to get a smile back. Why? Because kindness begets kindness. You can't help it. It's a psychological hardwire. Smile at somebody and watch them smile back. That's the truth, folks. If you want to appear confident, if you want to appear attractive, if you want to appear sexy, if you want to appear capable, look somebody in the eye, smile, give a firm but not bone-crushing handshake, and you'll see the results. And on that note, I think we have to say goodbye. I want to thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network. We graciously accept your comments, commentary anywhere, radio@experiencepros.com. Go ahead and write them out. We'll talk about them. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of the day.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.